Next speaker is Arnab Ghosh. Measuring the biological, behavioral, and health status of adult populations in rural and urban India. And Dr. Ghosh is from Viswa Bharati University in India.
Good morning, everybody. Please excuse me, first of all, because I do not have any PowerPoint because of my transition from Germany. So only yesterday night I got the news that I've been asked to say something about the measuring of biological, behavioral, and health status of adult population in rural and urban India. So let me try to say something about the Indian paradox. In the very beginning and the very morning, Dr. Professor Sethi has rightly mentioned that India is presently going through a double burden. Of course, in the one hand, we will have the undernourished child, and in another hand, we have the obese children. So within the similar family, even sometimes there are families where we are dealt with the one children who are undernourished and one children with the obese. So this is a clumsy transition as far as India is concerned. And that exactly indicates that obesity is a socially stigmatized chronic diseases, and that hits India as a double burden. Let me tell you something about the Indian population. It's a very interesting population with so much of ethnic heterogeneity and cultural diversity in Indian population. It is very difficult to define a single Indian population with a single measures. Recent literatures have actually indicated that we should use the terms Asian Indians instead of using the local cultural groups. And we rather specifically using the terms of peoples of Indian origins. And of course, we have subdivided that group into two parts. Those Indians who are living in abroad is the migrant Asian Indians. And those Indians who are living in India, the Asian Indians who are settled in India. So, as far as obesity is concerned, what we can talk about, that we can compare these migrant Asian Indians with those of the sedentaries in India so that we would have a better nature-nurture interaction involved in a chronic disease like the obesity. Had it been gene only, then we will have that similar kind of frequency, similar kind of phenomena everywhere in the Indian diaspora. And had it been by the only environmental factor, then the migrant Asian Indians who are settled elsewhere in India might have some different stories. Again, another approach which we can adopt, we can compare the migrant Asian Indians with that of the local peoples, like the migrant Asian Indians in Canada, with compared to the peoples who are living in Canada. That again gives us a clear picture about the nature-nurture interaction involved in the chronic disease like the obesity. At the same time, we have to consider some of the environmental factors like the tobacco chewing. As far as India is concerned, I'm afraid to say that if we are to look at the smoking status, unfortunately, the status is much, much, much lower than the westernized countries, because many people used to use the tobacco as a chewing material compared to tobacco as a smoking materials. So if we are to use a standard schedule of the questionnaire to measure the, you know, the environmental factors all over the world, that might be some problem, because there aren't some cultural adversity like in India, where people do not smoke so regularly than the westernized countries, but rather we do use tobacco as a chewing material. So we should have our own culture-specific schedule or the questionnaire to identify the problems back in India. Another thing is that lack of physical activity. So we are talking about the lack of physical activity in Indian scenario, lack of physical activity in ethnic groups. But I think it's better to say lack of habitual physical activity. We are physically active, no doubt about that. But what is lacuna to us is the habitual physical activity. I think Indians walk more than any European countries, people walks. But what is most important to us is that we do not have the habitual practice. I was talking to Dr. Kamal this morning that India perhaps have billions and millions of ponds, the local freshwater ponds. But the gold medal for the swimming in Olympic goes to Russia, where more than 6 months of the lakes are frozen. So that's the fallacy. You know, we do have the swimming, we do have the cycling, but we do not, or our children or our adult population, do not practice in a habitual basis. This is the problem. Problem not lies in we do not physically active. We are active, but the habitual physical activity is very less. So to formulate the national strategies about the childhood obesity or any kind of obesity, we should have our own policy. That means we should promote the traditional physical activity to the peoples, especially in the rural India, where the situation is really worse. Because we have certain preconception that metabolic syndrome and obesity is more prevalent in urban India only. But unfortunately, I cannot show you the data, but there is some data which is indicated that it is actually prevalent not only in urban areas, it is prevalent even in rural areas also. The prevalence and the frequency might be different, but it is occurring in rural areas. Because I can remember one data which we have published in the American Journal of Human Biology that in urban areas, peoples have 49% peoples have the metabolic syndrome compared to 39% in rural peoples. Now, if you look at this scenario, of course, the urban peoples have outreached the rural peoples. But 39% rural peoples were suffering from the metabolic syndrome. It's not a matter of joke. With a country more than 1 billion population, so 39% means almost 3 crores. So that's the problem that should be addressed very carefully. And of course, the local traditional sports in the schools should be promoted as a national strategies. We should have our local sports so that the children can accustom themselves in the physical activity. As far as food pattern is concerned, we have traditionally the Indians' foods. I do not know the previous data. But that is said to be quite resistant to the severe risk factors. But with the changing lifestyle, with lack of physical activity, more westernized diet, the propensity or the preponderance of obesity is alarmingly increasing. So this could be due to the westernized food or increased urbanization. But the fact is that it is increasing. And in that case, food should be blamed. Because lots and lots of peoples are accustomed with the westernized food, which are maybe not suitable for the Asian Indians. Because after all, we are belong to an ethnic group which is absolutely different from the Caucasian group. So we cannot adopt one's food habits, or we cannot adopt the food habits which is not traditionally been mentioned in the time immemorial. So food habits should have to be consideration before making any strategies, any policies as far as India is concerned, and of course as far as the obesity problem is concerned. Because we the people where BMI is not the problem, but we the people where more problem is the central obesity. We are people who are centrally obese in compared to generalized obesity. So when Professor Sethi was talking about the obesity cutoff points of 25 kg meter square, I was 30 kg meter square, I was so wondering, because in one aspect we are talking about the WC of 90 and 80 centimeter for men and women, and one hand we are using the BMI cutoffs of 30 kg meter square. And in fact, I am sorry to say, if we are to look at the 30 kg meter square, perhaps no Indians will have the obesity, and there is no problem of obesity in India. But if we are look into the matter, 25 kg meter square, there is a definite clear trend that obesity is indeed a problem, and of course the central and visceral obesity. Because I can give you one fact, in India, 70% of the myocardial infarction do occur in people whose BMI is less than 27 kg meter square. So this is ethnic group which is something different and which should be addressed in a very proper way. Can I have 1 minute? So because of ethnic diversity, including the tribal population also, so we should have the incorporate the Indian tribal population also to say something about the obesity in Indian problem, because these indigenous population are absolutely different again in from the urbanized Indian population who used to live in the urbans and the tribal population who used to live in remote rural areas. So a better proper cohort to be initiated to make any conclusion about the Indian obesity, so that we can have a better picture about the Indian obesity scenario, and respective strategies can be made. Thank you so much.
Any questions?
From a psychological perspective, I would like to add few things from the Indian perspective.
Yeah, sure.
There have been lots of surveys done recently, especially in urban city of Delhi, and where it has been pointed out that in public schools, the children, their obesity problem is becoming a big concern. In India these days, the children are at par as you would see in Canada or America or any European country, because of internet and TV and media and other things, the way of their eating habits, their behaviors, their thinking style is just like any other child in the world. They function at that level. And even it is with related to the stress, competition, and internet ability, friends, the lifestyle has completely changed. We had done a study on stress in children, and in that we found that many times the stresses are very much in these children, which is leading to eating behaviors. Peer pressure is one of the things. Like if one child is going to McDonald's, the other child also wants to go there because of peer pressure that his birthday party is celebrated, so mine should also be celebrated there. The pressure of study, the competition, there are various psychosocial factors. Earlier we used to have joint family, now it is nuclear family, both parents working. And then it has been also changes related to parental conflicts, divorce rate, those things are increasing, which is leading to stress in children, and hence the concentration comes more on obesity. In nuclear family, parents find incompetent to spend time with children, and they try to use food as one of the ways of compensating their quality of time. And so any demand from the child is fulfilled immediately because they feel that this is the best way to please the child. And hence we see lots of socio-cultural factors which are actually going into this factor. So it is not only the genetics, it is more of environmental factors which are leading on to this thing. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
I just want to make a comment about the BMI and waist circumference.
Yeah.
I agree with you that I don't think BMI cut points developed for the more for Caucasians or Western population doesn't work for Asians and now Indian populations.
Yeah, sure.
And there have been studies, I think at least I know some study from St. Luke's Hospital in New York.
Mm-hmm.
They have published the correlation between BMI and percent body fat in different ethnic groups.
Mm-hmm.
And in our data, the BMI correlate with percent body fat. These are the percent body fat not from impedance measurements, but a direct measure from underwater weighing or from dual energy X-ray. They correlate age variation, but they correlate only about 0.5, 0.6, but waist circumference correlate about 0.9.
Yeah.
And but I want to make comments on waist circumference because the problem we have now with waist circumference is that there is no standardization for the measurement per se. Some measure, if you can imagine an obese individual, how you measure the circumference of waist is very different. Some people measure the narrowest part.
Yeah.
Some people go through the
ambulicus.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So this is an issue that need to be dealt with. Otherwise, it will be very difficult to use waist circumference, and there's no consensus or agreement on the measurements per se.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
there will be no way to compare studies from studies.
Yes.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.